I was listening to Chris Merrill last night on Kogo at Night, and he was talking about end-of-life options and what you may do. We happen to be coming up on the second anniversary of the End-of-Life Option Act, which went into effect in California in June of 2016. This allows terminally ill adult patients with the capacity to make medical decisions to be prescribed a drug to assist them in the process of ending their lives peacefully. Well, how do you even begin to have a conversation with your family about this option? Joining me on the Kogo News Live line is the president and founder of the Hemlock Society of San Diego, Faye Gersh. Faye has a PhD from Harvard in human development and practiced clinical and forensic psychology in San Diego for 18 years. She was the president of the USA Hemlock Society and started the San Diego Society in 1987. And I give you her background to introduce the passion behind her goal to help people with this very critical, sensitive issue. Thank you for joining us, Faye. And how do you even begin? How do you open up this conversation?
Well, it is a very tricky thing. I'm just thinking about whether my kids are going to come for my birthday and what they're going to, how I'm going to do it with them. Of course, what they say to me is, well, you've been in this movement for 30-something years. We know what you want. But that can get very vague, and it's really important to be very specific about what you want. There's a wonderful website called The Conversation Project. It was started by Ellen Goodman, the writer for the Boston Globe, and that was her problem. It's very hard for kids to talk with their adult children and older people to talk with their kids. So you have to sit people down at a family occasion over some nice food is always better, and just boldly bring up the subject or talk about somebody who's recently died and what kind of death they had. And if it was a good death, why was it a good death? And if it was a bad death, why was it a bad death? And why would you want to avoid it for yourself? Or why would your parents want to avoid it for them? There's a wonderful graphic novel called Can't We Talk About Something More Pleasant by Roz, who writes the cartoons for The New Yorker. The marvelous graphic novel about trying to talk to her parents about what they would want at the end of their lives. And of course, they wouldn't talk about it. And they would always say, can't we talk about something more pleasant? And finally, the end of their lives was coming, and she didn't have a clue what they wanted. So I think now, as this program, I guess, is a testament to, people are more willing to talk about what happens at the end of life.